107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist, with a pretty nice sunrise going here and a nice start to our day at 8:41. The Cranbrook Community Theater Group is in. Melody Hull, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, it's interesting to have you in now because we had the student nurses in earlier, and of course, that's what you did for a long time.
For a long time, retired nursing faculty.
Are you missing it?
I don't know that I miss teaching as much as I miss nursing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Getting out there.
Yeah.
Anita, good morning.
Good morning.
First time on the air?
Yes, it is.
First time in the studio?
Yes, it is.
How do you like it? You got to wave to everybody at our intersection.
Yeah, they're so friendly.
Yeah. No, most of the bus drivers will wave at the stop sign here.
That's cool.
Yeah, very good. So how's it coming? The Fighting Days, Cranbrook Community Theater. Your part in it then?
I play Wolf Willow. She's like the minister's wife, and she's a little cranky. Yeah, I have a great time playing it.
Yeah. She's in 1910. Our play is The Fighting Days by Wendy Lill. It's set in 1910 to 1917 Winnipeg. It's based on historical fact, and it's about the women's movement, the suffragette movement here in Canada, and they were in full stride at that time. But it's not just about that, and Wolf Willow is one of the women from the prairies who has a voice and who discovers that she could have more of a voice and that she doesn't have to lead the hard life out there. But she's quite the interesting character.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're cranky because they're passionate. Wolf is passionate.
Very passionate. Very passionate. She has her opinions.
What was happening at the time then?
We had the women's suffragette movement going on,
that
for sure.
Mentioned, yes.
But then conscription for World War I was a huge topic, and people were very divided on whether we should, you know, force people to go and fight in World War I or just take volunteers.
That's right. So the play isn't really simply about the suffragette movement. It's about the social and cultural changes that are happening in Canada at the time. And in the middle of the suffragette equality movement and women's votes movement, World War I comes up on us. And then we have to look at who are the aliens amongst us who should have the vote. And not only the suffragette movement, but all of Canada now becomes quite divided, quite polarized against conscription and war and pacifism.
I think you mentioned this before we went on, too, is why you took this one on, because it is all Canadian, isn't it?
It is all Canadian. I love history. It's a very historical piece, but it's historical fiction as well as historical fact.
You're getting pretty close to showtime now, Anita. When did you start on this one, when you picked your roles and everything else like that and picked the cast? Tell us about the adventure to getting to this point, then.
Yeah, well, the play, Melody started selecting the cast, I think, last summer,
back
wasn't
in June.
That's
we
right.
did casting for the entire season, not just this show.
Yeah, that's right. I was a bit of a late sign-on, so I started with the play about the end of September, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's been rolling along ever since, more and more rehearsals as time got closer.
So you've had some history in acting then? Yeah.
Only a little bit. I've only done one other play before this.
Interesting. Well, that's kind of the magic of it all, though, too, isn't it, Melody? You take people that just come off the street and want to learn how to do it. Yeah.
Well, learn how to do it, or they want to dip their toes in it, is more like it. So they want to dip their toes in it, try something new. They don't always take on big parts.
Right.
They take on, Wolf Willow has a small part. But that's the way to get into community theater, and that's what we think about community theater. That's a big deal.
No, for sure. Entertaining ourselves. Which is kind of neat. Was it been a real chore then, Anita?
Actually, Melody has made us feel very comfortable. It came very well.
What do you do to memorize your lines? Is there a secret you have?
Well, I just say them over and over and over again.
That's it, the repetition.
That's right. So that once you get that first line, the rest of it just kind of rolls. And yeah.
It must be rewarding for you, though, Melody, when you can take people, you know, that haven't done it before and put them in a part.
Well, and you know what? It's like a surprise package. You never know how they're going to perform when they get on the stage. And you know, and then we have to also work with their nerves, right, and get over some of that stuff. So you learn some acting and you learn some stage presence, voice, and then you have to tackle your nerves.
Does it help when you get all the costuming on?
Oh yes, it really does bring out more of the passion. I mean, it has gone up such a level we hit last night with our first dress rehearsal.
Yeah, a full dress, yeah.
Was it a mess or not bad?
No, it was great, but it just brought out all of that passion.
I didn't say that as a negative. Do you know how many times I've emceed events and you go the night before? And people are almost, sometimes they walk out of there and you think, wow, how are they going to pull it off? And the next night, It all works.
Well, you know, but that's almost a superstition in the theater or in live music. Bad rehearsal, great show. It's kind of like that, but we haven't had our last rehearsal yet, so don't wreck it for us.
No, not at all. I was just trying to get in your heads to see where you were at.
Yeah.
Let's go over some of the show times then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we open on Friday the 7th, and we're running through to the 22nd, and we have a matinee on the 19th. Cranbrook Community Theatre started having matinees about 2 or 3 years ago, and they're selling really well.
Yeah.
Opening nights are biggie, though. That's Friday, so please get your tickets. We have a Valentine's special as well if you check our website. And watch for some other things. International Women's Day comes up March 8th, so we're hoping that this kind of leads into that, too.
Get them fired up for that time.
That's
then.
It.
That's right, and it's important to note, we also have a Wednesday and Thursday night performances in there, so if people are having difficulty getting there on the weekend, there's some weeknight performances as well.
Makes it worthwhile. How big is the cast?
We have 11 actors.
11.
Yeah.
11. Okay.
So we're probably matched by crew.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much.
Nice to see you again, Melody.
Yeah, thanks.
Have yourself a super day. The Fighting Days, Cranbrook Community Theatre, getting sent for a whole bunch of shows for you.